is Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me.
Good job. After the story today, you will draw a picture and add it to your storybook. On a blank sheet of paper, write Exodus. Today we will begin the era of the Exodus. Top of another blank page, write Leaving Egypt. At the bottom of the page, write number 11. Add your memory verse and today's date. Kinsey, would you say our memory verse to the boys and girls?
Exodus 14:13. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Good job!
Beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
On day number one, He made the day and night. The daytime was created when God said, "Let there be light." On day number two, the Lord God made the sky. With waters above and with waters below, and in the middle it was dry.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
On day number three, He made dry land appear. He gathered the waters into one place, and grass and trees appeared. On day number four, He made the heavenly lights, the greater one to rule the day,
and the lesser to rule the night. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
On day number five, He made the fish and birds, and great sea creatures of the deep, God made with just His word. On day number six, He made the creatures of the earth.
But man was made in the image of God, from the dust God gave him birth. One, two, three, go! In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
On the seventh day, when all was done, God rested from the work He'd done. It's all very good, we heard him speak. Now tell me what you've done this week.
Well, not very much.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
After the creation era, you learned about the patriarchal era. When we think about Abraham and Sarah's mistake of wanting a baby quickly, we remember how important it is to be patient.
There was a snail called Herbert who was so very slow. He caused a lot of traffic jams wherever he would go. The ants were always getting mad, and the beetles, they would fume. But Herb would always poke along and sing this little tune.
Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
When Herbert was much younger, he often got in trouble. Forgetting that he was a snail, he did things on the double. He'd crash through every spider web, and with crickets he'd collide. Till one day Herbert's father took his speeding son aside.
Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
As you can well imagine, there's a moral to this tale. Some of you may find yourself behind a creeping snail. So if you get impatient and you're easily disturbed, think about this little song and take a tip from her. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
Our patriarchs of faith are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob's 12 sons. Have you learned their names yet?
What were the names of the patriarchs? Can you tell me, please?
Had 12 sons, and their names were these: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and Joseph, and Benjamin. These were the patriarchs.
Wow, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? Let's try that again. What were the names of the patriarchs? Can you tell me, please?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were the names of the first three. Jacob had 12 sons, and their names were these: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and Joseph, and Benjamin. These were the patriarchs.
What's a patriarch?
A
patriarch is the father of a nation.
Now it's story time. Today we will begin the era of the Exodus. Exodus means to exit or leave. Remember, our last patriarchal story was about Joseph's brothers selling him to the merchants who were traveling to Egypt. But God was with Joseph. He gave Joseph favor with all those he served. One night, the Pharaoh of Egypt had a dream, and it troubled him, but no one could tell him what it meant except Joseph. Joseph told him there would be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, and that means not much food. And Joseph told them to tell Father to bring the whole family and move to Egypt. Well, Joseph's whole family did move to Egypt, but they did not leave when the famine ended. They stayed there 400 years. During this time, little babies were born and grew up, but Jacob and Joseph's whole family died because they grew old. But before Joseph died, he told his whole family, "When you leave Egypt, you carry out my old bones, because I know God is going to keep his promise, bring the people out of Egypt." Joseph knew that because his father Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, told him that. Jacob said, "Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers." Yes, sirree, Joseph believed that the Lord was going to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt one day and that they would go back to the land of Canaan. Even if he didn't get to see it, he said, "Take my old bones with you." This time the Pharaoh also died and a new Pharaoh took over. This new Pharaoh didn't know anything about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He worshipped other gods. The new Pharaoh saw Jacob's people as a threat to Egypt because they were so strong and believed in having big families like God wanted. Jacob's people were called the Israelites. The Pharaoh knew that one day they would be more in number than the Egyptians, and he had to do something about this. The new Pharaoh demanded the Israelites work for the Egyptians for nothing. That did not satisfy the new Pharaoh, so he said,
"Kill all the baby boys."
One day, a little baby was born, and just like God has a plan for your life, God had a plan for this little baby's life. This little boy was named Moses, and he had an older brother and sister, Aaron and Miriam. But wait, all the little boy babies are supposed to be killed. Oh no, let's see what his mother is going to do.
Mm-hmm. His mother hid him for 3 months, but then she wove some reeds together and made a little ark basket. She then dabbed it with something to keep the water out. She put baby Moses in the basket and placed him by the river. His sister Miriam was in the distance watching. And then the daughter of Pharaoh and some women came to the river. She saw the ark and told one of the women to go and get it. She looked inside the basket. Baby Moses started to cry. His little cry touched the heart of Pharaoh's daughter, and she said, "This is a Hebrew baby." If anything would have touched her heart, it would have been a baby.
Do you want me to get a nurse for the baby? Oh, yes!
Miriam went to get her mother.
Mother, come quickly. Pharaoh's daughter said she would pay a nurse to care for the baby Moses, but the baby would be her baby.
Baby Moses grew to be a man, and one day he saw an Egyptian hitting a Hebrew man. Moses saw no one was looking, so he killed the Egyptian man and hid him in the sand. The next day, Moses went out and saw 2 Hebrew men fighting together.
Why are you fighting each other?
Who made you a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me like you did the Egyptian?
Moses became afraid and ran away to Midian and sat by a well. The priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came to water the flocks, and shepherds drove them away, but Moses helped them. When they arrived home, their father said, "How did you water the flock so quickly?" They said, "An Egyptian helped us." Their father said, "Well, where is he? Tell him to come and eat with us." He invited Moses to stay with him, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, for Moses' wife. Moses and Zipporah had 2 sons, and after a long time, the king of Egypt died. Meanwhile, in Egypt, the Hebrews were very unhappy being bond people to the Egyptians, and they cried to the Lord. And one day, while Moses was alone caring for sheep, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of a burning bush.
"I will go and see what this is and why the bush is not burned up."
"Moses, Moses."
"Here I am."
"I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Go unto Pharaoh and tell him, 'Thus saith the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me.'"
"Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? When I go to the children of Israel and tell them that the God of your fathers has sent me, they will say, 'What is his name? What shall I tell them?' They will not believe me and obey me. They will say, 'The Lord did not appear unto you.' O Lord, I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech."
"Aaron, you're telling me to let the people be free from their work? These people are too many. They don't need to rest. Tell the taskmasters and officers to stop furnishing the people with straw to make brick. Let them get their own straw, and they are to make the same number of bricks as before, no less."
The taskmasters told the people what Pharaoh said. The people could not do all the extra work, and Pharaoh's officers beat the officers of the children of Israel. The officers of the children of Israel complained to Moses.
"Moses, you created this problem."
The Lord said,
"Go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these signs before him, that you might tell your sons and your sons' sons what I have done in Egypt, that they may know how that I am the Lord. Let my people go, that they may serve me."
Egypt was infested with frogs, lice, flies, livestock problems, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness.
How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Yet will I bring one plague more unto Pharaoh upon Egypt. This month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. In the 10th day of this month, take every man a lamb. And on the 14th day, kill the lamb in the evening. Take the blood of the lamb and put it on the two side posts and above the door of the houses where you will eat the lamb. Eat it and be dressed to leave here with shoes on your feet. Eat it quickly. This is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will kill all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. I will bring judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood that you put on your houses where you eat the lamb shall be a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and I will not kill your firstborn. You shall remember this day forever. In time when your children ask, why do we keep Passover? Tell them, it is the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he killed the firstborn of the Egyptians, but delivered us.
The oldest son of the Egyptian family died suddenly all over Egypt. The people began to cry. Even Pharaoh's son died.
Go and get Moses and Aaron and bring them here. Get up. Get out tonight. Take everything you have and bless me also.
Before Joseph's death, he said, I know the Lord is going to bring you out of this land into the land of Canaan, because he said so. So the children of Israel gathered Joseph's old bones, and they left in haste. The Lord led them with a cloud by day and a fire by night.
Why have we let these people go? They are our servants. Make ready my chariot, and let's follow after them. Make ready all the horses and chariots in Egypt. We can overtake them.
The children of Israel saw Pharaoh coming behind them, and the Red Sea in front of them, and they were so afraid and began to cry out to the Lord.
Why do you cry unto me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the sea. I will harden the heart of the Egyptians. I will be honored upon Pharaoh and his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You will never see the Egyptians again.
When Moses did, the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind and created a dry path in the middle of the Red Sea. On the right side and on the left was a high wall of water, just standing still like jello. Exodus 15:8, the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The children of Israel started walking on the dry path right in the middle of the Red Sea, all the way to the other side.
Come on, men, let's cross the Red Sea like the children of Israel.
When everyone was across, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. But the Lord took off their chariot wheels, and the chariots couldn't go anywhere.
Let us turn and flee from the children of Israel. The Lord is fighting for them.
The walls of the water came down, and the sea began to cover the dry path, rush over its way, and cover the chariots and horsemen and Pharaoh's host. The children of Israel saw what happened and feared the Lord. They began to shout and sing and dance. The children of Israel journeyed on. They needed food, and the Lord fed them with manna. When they were thirsty, the Lord told Moses to strike the rock, and water would come out. When their enemies, Amalek, came after them to fight, the Lord fought for them. And this is the story of deliverance of the children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt. Boys and girls, I remember one day I was having my devotions and I had just read this story about the Lord taking the wheels off Pharaoh's chariot. A friend called and said her husband was not being good to her. She asked me would I pray for her, and I said I would. I started to pray, and the Lord reminded me of this story, how he stopped Pharaoh. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you took the wheels off Pharaoh's chariot. Would you do that for him? I don't want anything bad to happen to him, but this does not need to continue. Would you take his wheels off? She called me back a few days later, and she said her son came rushing in one day and said, Mama, me and Daddy could have been killed. We were going down the road. Our tire came rolling up beside the car and outran the car. Daddy was fighting with that steering wheel. We could have been killed. I'm telling you, the same God that fought for the children of Israel will fight for us. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for these stories. The deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt's bondage is a mighty story. It's been told for ages, and it was a mighty miracle. God, you showed yourself strong. You proved yourself to them. And you're the same God that will prove yourself to us. When we call upon you, when we seek your face, you will move for us. I want you to know I appreciate that. I'm glad that you're a prayer-answering God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Help this story just be impressed upon our hearts as to the greatness of the God we serve. In Jesus' name, amen. I know they were happy when they were leaving Egypt and were bound for the promised land.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised.
What is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee's Storytime presentations are non-profit. Groups featured on the program are Cedarmont Kids, St. John Children's Choir, Agape Music, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.